Starting next August, students at the University of Texas at Austin will be able to carry concealed handguns into classrooms if they get a license. In a moment, we'll hear from a professor in Ohio who wishes his state would allow the same thing. But right now, to a professor in Texas who is so mad about this law that he's leaving the university. Daniel Hammermesh, professor emeritus at UT, joins us. Professor, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, is your decision a form of protest, or are you actually afraid for your own safety?
No, I don't view it as a form of protest. It's rather that with this new law going to effect next year, it just slightly increases the risk that some student either in class gets upset and pulls a gun that he has ready access to, or more likely in my office, a student comes in, is upset or out of grade, which happens all the time, and they pull a gun suddenly. And it's just not worth the extra risk. That's the main issue.
And you're afraid of that happening?
I'm somewhat afraid of that happening. Not very, but the issue is at my stage of life, I'm 72, I have a very fine pension, I have other alternatives. Why bear even a slightly increased risk? That's the point.
And why do you think that you're more at risk because of this law in particular?
Mainly because people can now carry guns into my office or into my classroom. Before, there was a gun carry on campus, but not in the offices and classrooms. You know, if I had 20 students in the class, I don't think it would make much difference. The odds of any one student sort of flipping out and playing a gun are very low. But I teach 500 at a pop, and in that big a group, there's a good chance of one of them complaining enough, being angry enough, and having a gun to possibly cause me harm. And I don't want to put up with it.
But I'm sure you've heard what critics have said. The gun laws are only for the people who are going to abide by them, that even in the previous situation, somebody could have just disobeyed the rules that allowed them to come into a classroom or a classroom building with a gun.
Of course, that's true. But that's not the real issue here. The issue is if people do have guns who didn't have them before, and we're dealing with kids who are under the age of 25, where the guy's brains aren't fully wired yet, they can have a psychotic break or some kind of break, and in their anger, now that they have a gun in their back pocket, pull it out and shoot at me.
Do you think that other people who are not 72, who maybe do actually need to bring in a little more income from their teaching position, are they going to be willing to follow your lead here and leave as a result of this law if they believe what you do?
I think even if they believe what I do, I doubt that they'd leave. I'm in the fortunate position of having the flexibility to have this change affect my behavior. I think the real problem is not people who are here in Texas currently. Rather, it's the ability of Texas schools, especially the premier schools, to recruit faculty from out of sight, out of state. I think it's not a big factor, and it will also hurt especially the top schools in Texas because we do compete in a nationwide market for top talent.
Well, why were you unable to convince lawmakers of that argument before the law was passed?
I wasn't involved in this at all during the debate that led up to it. The chancellor of the University of Texas system, Admiral McRaven, did make a very strong statement about this. And I don't know why the legislators did this. Perhaps it's simply out of beholden to various interests. Perhaps they deep down felt this, mistakenly in my view. Perhaps they realized, who knows what the reason is, but there was no impact of any statements by any faculty or administrators as far as I can tell.
What do you say to students who feel that they're actually safer with more guns on campus and in the classroom?
Do they really want to turn the classroom into a shooting gallery? I mean, one of my buddies referred to the eventual gunfight at the Econ Corral, a term that I rather liked. I don't think they're safer. And the evidence from other Anglo-Saxon countries where guns are much more difficult to come by and where there isn't this kind of violence suggests to me that if we arm ourselves more and more, there'll just be more violence. There'll be random shootings. Bystanders who don't want to be involved will, if such a random shooting takes place, find themselves injured or killed.
That's Professor Daniel Hammermesh, an economics professor emeritus at the University of Texas, who was scheduled to teach an economics class but has decided to leave the school early because of a new concealed weapons law that allows people to bring concealed weapons into university buildings and classrooms. Thank you so much, Professor.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, not all college faculty are opposed to guns on campus. One supporter of allowing guns is Michael Newbern. He teaches engineering economics at The Ohio State University at Marion, and he's the Ohio director for the group Students for Concealed Carry. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, and tell us exactly what you want to see in terms of policy in your state, in Ohio. Right now, the law in the state only allows students to have a gun on campus as long as it stays locked in their car. And in several universities in Ohio, they ban that too.
That's correct. The legislature wrote the law basically to allow someone to come to the hospital or someone to come to university and store their firearm in a motor vehicle, but not carry it onto campus. That's to afford the person the opportunity to defend themselves in their commute. And we'd like to see the law changed so that a person with a valid concealed handgun license may carry a concealed handgun onto a college campus in the state of Ohio.
Why?
Well, because it's a self-defense issue. We're already authorized as concealed handgun licensees to carry in many other non-secure locations in the state of Ohio. State parks, restaurants that serve alcohol, as long as we're not consuming. And we're just not having problems. There's really no reason to deny it anymore, instead of allowing the criminal the upper hand. And that's what you do when you deny.
But are you having problems by not being able to carry a weapon on the college campus?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So there are plenty of students, faculty and staff, and myself included. I live a half an hour away from the university that I teach at. And so when I commute back and forth to campus, I'm disarmed from the time I leave my home until the time I get home. And if I have to stop somewhere, fix a flat tire or something like that, I'm vulnerable when I stop my motor vehicle. If we have university follow law and that says I can carry my firearm in my motor vehicle while I'm in transit, then that fixes the one piece. The second piece is that I should be able to carry my concealed handgun on the college campus to defend myself actively while I'm on campus.
But the statistics show that if you look at college campuses, they are actually much safer places than places where you can carry a handgun.
Well, that's correct, and we don't deny that. But should that still be reason to deny me the right to defend myself how I choose?
But you don't think that those two things might be connected, that in fact, by not having guns on the campus, maybe that makes it safer?
Well, listen, the question is not whether or not there are guns on campus. The question is, are we going to make it the only guns on campus, the illegal ones?
But are you making things any safer if college campuses are already, as we said, among the safest places for people ages 17 to 29? It's the safest place you can be.
Yes, we believe that it does afford the person the opportunity to defend themselves and does inherently make that area safer.
How?
Well, because it makes the victim selection process more difficult. So if you're a criminal, you'll look for certain criteria. And so if you're in an area where you are relatively guaranteed that every person in there is law-abiding and every person does not possess a tool of force equal to what you possess, then your risk, that you engage in by carrying out your crime is much lower.
So why would some of the mass shootings that we've seen over the last few years then have happened at, for example, Fort Hood or the Washington Navy Yard?
Both of those places, private concealed carry was prohibited. The only people that had firearms in both those places were guards, and you knew where they were stationed. So when you allow people to carry concealed handguns privately, you don't know who has a firearm. It's not like shooting fish in a barrel. Then it becomes jumping in a tank full of barracudas and picking out the fish you can eat.
So what do you think of the fears of others? And we just heard from a professor at the University of Texas who's decided to give up his teaching position. What do you think of people who are afraid of that, of having more guns in the classroom or on the campus?
A person's fear is always valid. And we don't want to say that a person has an invalid fear. What he did kind of sheds light on how rational other people's fears are. In the state of Texas, you have to be 21 years old to possess a concealed handgun license. So the likelihood that his class will have a concealed handgun in it, a lawful one, is non-existent.
Couldn't you also say that the likelihood that you're ever going to have to use a firearm on campus to defend yourself is extremely low as well?
But does that justify taking away someone's ability to defend themselves? That's the question.
Would you feel comfortable if instead of just allowing anybody to have a weapon on them on campus, you just increased the security dramatically? There were cops everywhere.
No, not really, because police can't be everywhere. And now the mass shootings that we're talking about are statistically rare. What's not rare is someone being assaulted, like right here at Columbus State the other day, someone was beaten so bad he's been in the hospital for the past 3 days, and other assaults. Those kinds of things are not rare. And so when that kind of situation happens, you're calling the police after the fact. Most of the time, police aren't able to respond when they happen.
So you're saying that if everyone was able to carry a gun, you wouldn't see any petty crime or any serious crime, rapes and things like that?
Well, that's an unrealistic statement, right? It's never going to make it completely go away. But it is going to help it trend down. We believe it will help it trend down. Whenever the person can fight back, it makes the victim selection process more difficult, and so criminals are more discerning in who they choose as victims.
Do you think that private universities should be allowed to decide whether or not to allow guns on campus?
Absolutely. That's their private property, and they can do so as they choose. So the discussions that we're having in different states where we're looking at legislation, you know, people say, well, I don't feel comfortable around a firearm, you know, having a gun around me on campus. Okay, well, then go to private school. But as long as the people of the state own that property, then the people of the state should be able to decide what happens on that property.
That's Mike Newbern, who teaches engineering economics at The Ohio State University at Marion. He's Ohio director for the group Students for Concealed Carry. Mike, thanks for sharing your views.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we're already hearing from listeners on our website, hereandnow.org, on this issue. What do you think about allowing guns on college campuses, concealed carry? Go to hereandnow.org or facebook.com/hereandnowradio and tell us your thoughts.